Today is Veterans Day.
Thank you for your service.
The Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines,
and the Coast Guard.
Thank you for your service.
Today is Veterans Day.
Thank you for your service.
A day to honor all military service members.
Honor military servicemen and women.
Service and sacrifice.
Risk their lives for their country.
Thank you for your service.
So let's say
a big thank you
to all the veterans.
Happy Veterans Day.
Showtime.
WQKX.
Sunbury.
Our pre-Veterans Day show yesterday was amazing. We'll remind you of more to do today. It's Morgan in the Morning right now.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Good morning and happy Veterans Day, honoring the men and women who've served in America's military. Veterans Day was originally called Armistice Day, and it marked the end of World War I. The Second World War had a name change because they decided to honor all veterans, and we had already had two world wars. National parks are free today on Veterans Day. I bet you didn't know that. And the Arlington National Cemetery observance will take place at 11 o'clock this morning with a minute of silence. Also, a little bit of trivia, our friends up north, our Canadian friends, they also honor Veterans Day today. They call it Remembrance Day. Veterans Day freebies just about everywhere, including our good friends at Jackass Brewing. The brewery will give free meals to all veterans today. They're at Route 45 outside Lewisburg, and Drew Kelly will be there live and on location during the dinner hour tonight. Free car washes at Ultimate Express Car Wash today. And tomorrow, Dr. Jenkins does his free dentistry for veterans, but you have to wait till tomorrow, 7 a.m. to call. The good doc was on the show yesterday. We'll be posting up a special tribute to our favorite veterans coming up on our Facebook page later on this morning. Everybody knows someone, perhaps in your own family, a neighbor, a spouse, a friend. Everyone knows someone who they want to salute today. Happy Veterans Day from all of us here.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
I'm a little upset, and so is Seth Meyers. People Magazine broke the story a little early on their Sexiest Man Alive. They usually do it on the Friday after Veterans Day. They did it yesterday. I don't know why. And I'm a little upset because it wasn't me. I'm kidding. Late night comedy on the way.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Actor Paul Rudd is People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive, reclaiming the title he first received in 1938.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Working our way toward news, sports, and AccuWeather next. Mark, you upset you're not the sexiest man alive this year from People Magazine?
Now, I've been bypassed for quite a while now.
Me too, decades even. I mean, we're talking decades.
I've really, I lost some of the edge too, so I don't know that it's going to happen, no.
You heard Seth Meyer just talking about it. Paul Rudd is this year's victim, I guess.
The first thing that I thought of, get ready for outrage. I mean, I'm going to lean into it hard. I'm going to own this. I'm not going to try and, you know, just be so self-modest. I'm getting business cards made. But all of my friends will destroy me, and I expect them to. And that's why they're my friends.
Okay. All right. Weird acceptance speech, don't you think?
Well, it also prompted what Google says was the biggest upsurge in Paul Rudd searches ever. Who is Paul Rudd?
It's almost like no one knows. Wait, I didn't know who he was, did you?
No. I still don't.
No, I still have no idea.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
News is on the way next. Mark will check. Yeah, the real news. Sports and AccuWeather. Happy Veterans Day. We just heard the news. But on the way, the good news. And there's so much of it on Veterans Day. Imagine taking your kids to the roller skating rink, right? You're a U.S. veteran. You take your kids roller skating, and over the announcement, your name, that you had just won a brand new house for your family.
Stop! Stop it! What?
Jonathan Brown couldn't believe it when they announced it, but he was the winner. The good news and more coming up. Including that wall at Shikellamy, the Wall of Distinction. Mark talked about it a bit. It's part of our local good news. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
A group called Veterans United just gave away 11 brand new homes to 11 veterans who really needed them. Congratulations to this group and the recipients.
Ownership for me is big. To have something to pass down to your children that they can say is theirs. The home buying process has been difficult. I put in 12 offers and missed out on every single one of them.
We have a special guest today.
And at a special party at an skating rink, Jonathan Brown was awarded a home. He didn't see it coming. An amazing story, an amazing group. Google them, Veterans United. Here's something amazing. A lobster you wouldn't want to eat because it's kind of rare.
Super duper excited to show you what is called a cotton candy lobster. It is so rare. There's only one in 100 million.
Yeah, so don't put butter on it and drop it into boiling water. Just don't do that. Also, congratulations to our new Wall of Fame. No, Hall or Wall of Fame. Hall of Fame? No, wait a minute. I'll get it.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
The Wall of Distinction has been created at Shikellamy, and one of our local representatives, one of the first recipients.
It's not about a job title or how much money you make or where you live. It is about you being able to support yourself, bettering your community, and being content with where you are. And I think that's the message we're trying to give these students, that you can become anything you want to become. It's just totally up to you.
Congratulations to our state representative, Linda Schlegel-Culver, one of the first recipients on the Wall of Distinction at Shikellamy High School. I had three kids went through Shikellamy. It's quite a school. If your local group has something you want to talk about in good news, send it through News Radio, WKOK, and they'll give it to me, and it'll become Good News with Morgan in the Morning.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Oh, we're going to talk more about the keys to Cancun. That's winding down, and a new keyword is on the way.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, it's the season for the Hallmark Channel. Are you into it yet? Every year they start showing the movies sooner and sooner because they have a bigger and bigger batch. And I think this year they have 18 new movies, and they show the new ones. They debut them on, like, Saturday night. I know this because everybody has a Hallmark Channel junkie in their house, even if it's not you. Could be your wife, could be your sister, your girlfriend, your grandma, whatever. But the only stumbling block I have is almost all the movies are the same. So I sent them my script. True story now, it's about me moving to Central PA as a young guy right out of college in the early 80s to work in a small town radio station. So I even gave it a cheesy name called Christmas in a Small Town. It's about young Tommy Morgan moving to Central PA. He's got a girlfriend that works in the big city. He's trying to lure her to Central PA, and she dumps him. So he tries to regroup, and he meets a small town girl, and they fall in love. But then right before Christmas, she dumps him. So he becomes a He-Man woman hater for a few years. And then he finds somebody else. They get married. They have kids. He gets a divorce. I mean, he has to get it right. Christmas in a Small Town.
Tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
Here we go.
Christmas in a Small Town.
Uh-huh.
He's a totally handsome and charming bachelor.
Well, thank you.
Who is somehow still totally available.
Ooh, yes,
she's
I am.
She's the super hot single girl.
What?
Just back from her big city job.
What?
Who just happens to be totally available.
No, this
Will
isn't
they
how
meet
I
meet and find love?
No, this is not
what I'm are you, stupid?
What?
It's Christmas in a Small Town tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
Oh, I guess the plot never changes. Oh, well.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
You got a key to Cancun on the way after news, sports, and AccuWeather. Birthday buddies and more. Happy Veterans Day to all of our veterans. We want to hear and see your story on our Facebook page. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. It's the 94KX Keys to Cancun contest with Liberty Travel. Here's the keyword you need to text.
Airplane. That simple. I think you're going to need one to get there. Today's keyword with Morgan in the Morning is airplane.
Text that keyword now to 49330 along with your hometown to be in the running for a trip to Grand Fiesta Americana Coral Beach. All-inclusive hotel in Cancun. From Liberty Travel and 94KX.
Yes.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Late night TV coming up. Jimmy Fallon talks about a mall Santa Claus shortage this year. Does that have to do with the supply chain and everything? I don't know. Also, Seth gives us his thoughts on Big Bird getting vaccinated.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Well, the holidays are coming up, and I read that because of the tight labor market, there's actually a shortage of mall Santas. Yeah, malls are desperate to find Santas. Today, in fact, Macy's put out a bowl of whiskey outside the store like they're trying to lure a stray cat. Wow.
40% of Americans said that they strongly approve of Sesame Street's Big Bird announcing on social media that he got a coronavirus vaccine. They were less comfortable, though, with hearing why Oscar needed the Hep C vaccine.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Coming up, birthday buddies. My buddy's in the room right now, Lynn.
I'm right here. Yes, I am.
Can I call you buddy?
Whatever.
Even when it's not your birthday?
Yes. You can call me anything. I don't mind.
Just don't call her late for dinner, ladies
yes,
and gentlemen.
Exactly.
Celebrating a birthday today, the master musical mind of the Human League.
Master musical mind,
That's what it says.
No kidding. Well, you shouldn't have told me that. I thought you made it up. I was quite impressed.
He plays almost all the musical instruments, even if they're in computers. Ian Marsh. Happy birthday to Ian Marsh of Human League, 65 years old today.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Morgan
buddy.
In the Morning. Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay.
Hurrah.
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go. Yeah, some more celebrity birthdays before we get into our local superstars. Leonardo DiCaprio is 47 years old today. I do, too.
He's in some great movies. I
don't know if it's a man crush, or I just kind of, like, I don't think he's as great as Tom Hanks, but at the same time, Leonardo could almost do anything.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I've seen him in many different kinds of roles. Yeah.
We have a rare clip right now of Leonardo to mark his birthday. It's a little violent, so you might want to turn down your... No. Keep the radio turned.
Keep listening.
It's fine.
Goodness.
Wow, it's a rare clip of him finally meeting with Jeff Bezos. So,
tell us how you really feel, Leonardo.
Yeah,
Shut up,
Jeff Bezos.
Oh, goodness.
So happy birthday to Leonardo. Mm-hmm. Carson Kressley.
Yes, I know who he is.
He's so cool. He's 52, queer eye fashion designer. Carson Kressley.
He was my favorite on that show, as a matter of fact. I liked them all, but he was my favorite.
Yeah, mine too.
He's very funny.
And I'm going to give this birthday just because I like saying the name Fuzzy Zeller.
Yes.
Fuzzy. Fuzzy is a golfer. He's now in the senior circuit. Uh-huh. He is 70 years old. But how'd you like to go through your whole career, Lynn Hall, named Fuzzy?
Fuzzy. I don't think I would like that.
No. Fuzzy is celebrating his birthday today with his two brothers, Hazy and Blurry.
Oh, goodness.
I may have made that up.
I think so.
Okay.
Goodness.
Time for the local celebs.
And their birthday buddies.
They certainly are. Happy birthday to Brenda Clark. She is from New Berlin. She's 45 years old.
Brittany Lilly from Middleburg, 36 today.
Brittany Reichenbach from Middleburg is 36. She may be the same one. We don't know.
We don't know. Anyway, Deanna Hollenbach from Sealands Grove, 49 today. We know Deanna very well.
She's a good friend from Evangelical Community Hospital. Happy birthday, Dee. Frank Miller from Mount Carmel is 65 today.
George Phobia from Shemokin is 47 today.
Jeffrey Hinkle from Ashland is 63.
Kylie Bilger is 22 today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Marianne Yearly, she is 73.
And that's it?
That's
our list.
Nobody called in on the Ford Fun Line this morning. We have nothing on Facebook Messenger. These are all ways you can send us your birthday,
there
buddy.
Are several ways. You can mail them if you wish. If you like stamping things, you can do that.
It is Christmas card season, so perhaps.
Send us a Christmas card. We'll hang it on the wall. Really, we will.
We will. There's a big bulletin board right behind Lynn's head.
Yes.
There you go. And, of course, you could use our text club each and every day at about this time.
It is Birthday Buddies.
Coming up, viral comedy from a first responder. Now, when you say first responder, you don't think of these people as comedians. But this guy not only reenacts stupid things that have happened while he was on the job, but he's pretty good at voice work and editing video. That's why we call it viral comedy.
Okay, so you called 911 and said you were having chest pain so I could get a bottle of water out of the refrigerator for you.
Yep, there they are. Coming up, stay with us.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Happy Veterans Day. If you are a veteran, all of us here at SBC Media salute you. Post up on our Facebook page some of your old photos. We posted up a picture of my dad. I miss him every day. He's been gone for almost a decade now. Served in the U.S. Navy in the Korean conflict. Didn't like to talk about it, but he was most respectful on Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Casey posted up this morning on the 94KX Facebook page. Casey Edson says, my grandpa Mickey served in World War II. Thank you to all veterans. Casey, that picture is amazing. Amanda said, my husband was in the U.S. Navy for 8 years, stationed at the submarine base. He was on the USS Annapolis. Go to the 94KX Facebook page and show us your veteran and tell us your stories. And just as a side note, because I mentioned my pop a little bit, there are those veterans that don't like to wear uniform and don't like to talk about their service. Please respect them as well. I have a lot of relatives who were Special Forces, U.S. Marine Corps, and they did not handle things too well, even though they came back home. So make sure we respect all veterans in any walk of life. All right, let's lighten things up a little bit.
Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
You know, we should also respect our first responders. You don't think a first responder would have a sense of humor, but here's one that goes on social media all the time, reenacting some of the stupid things he has seen on calls.
Excuse me, sir. Would you guys mind moving the fire truck? Sir, I understand they shot your car, but they also shot you. So maybe we can fix those problems first.
I gotta get to a dentist appointment. You guys are walking me in.
Are we actually having this conversation right now?
I'm a doctor. I don't think you're doing that CPR right.
No, I think I know what I'm doing. What kind of doctor are you?
I'm a urologist.
Okay, so you called 911 and said you were having chest pain so I could get a bottle of water out of the refrigerator for you.
Oh, my.
Okay, so her blood sugar was low, so you gave her insulin. Okay. Sir, if there's anything I've learned in my very short amount of time in the medical field is nothing ever accidentally ends up there. So, maybe start with what really happened.
Oh, my!
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Hear it now. Look it up later.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
More chicken for the choosing. McDonald's is rewarding you for visiting McDonald's. McDonald's is also rewarding you for listening to Morgan in the Morning. Listen to win.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. You can be a McDonald's crispy chicken sandwich winner right now.
This isn't just another chicken sandwich. No, it's more than that.
It's a reward for listening to Morgan in the Morning.
You'll be biting into McDonald's new, crispy, juicy, tender chicken sandwich.
Just like McDonald's gives you rewards for visiting. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We have another winner.
Woo! 94KX, hi, who's this?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica, what are you doing? You're in the car, I know that.
I'm on my way to Ohio to visit my sister.
Wow. This isn't like a really, really long Thanksgiving vacation, is it?
No.
Okay.
It's a long weekend for Veterans Day, so we're using it to go visit.
That's very nice. Jessica, where are you from?
West Cameron.
All right. If I could get you these gift certificates right away, I would, so you could eat on the way to Ohio. But anyway, when you come home, you could enjoy the crispy chicken sandwich from McDonald's or the spicy or deluxe. More chicken for the choosing with McDonald's, just for listening to Morgan in the Morning.
Thank you.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Of course, we've got the new sports and AccuWeather, but we'll mic up Bucknell basketball. Next hour, we're going to mic up Coach Davis of the Bucknell Bison and a player, Andrew Funk, who... Andrew, say hi quick, because this is the first time you've ever been on the radio.
It is. Good morning. I'm excited to be here.
There you go. How's he doing so far, Coach?
So far, so good.
All right. The home opener is coming up for the Bison. We'll talk about it. Stay with us.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
It's Morgan in the Morning, miking up a coach and a player. All I know is those two guys are so much taller than me.
94KX.
We like to mic people up in the studio. We call it Morgan in the Morning Mic'd Up. Easy enough. Now it's time to talk Bucknell basketball. Hoops underway. The Bison started the season on the road, but they're coming home soon. But they're in the studio with us now. We welcome Coach Davis. It's always great to have you, Coach.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
It's always great to have you. Could you get up at like 4 in the morning and be on the show every day?
How much do you pay?
Ooh, we'll have to discuss that off mic. Coach, before we meet one of your senior captains, you started on the road, and it was a tough one because you played so well.
Yeah, you know, it was great to get out and play a game again in front of fans. It's been almost 20 months since we've done that, but I thought our guys really showed up, played well, played hard, played together, competed. Unfortunately, NC State was just a little bit better than we were, but we'll learn from it, keep getting better, and looking forward to getting out again on Sunday.
Let's say hello to senior captain Andrew Funk. Andrew, it's great to have you in the studio.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here as well.
4 years of Bucknell basketball. Did it go by quick?
Oh, flew by. Yeah, I know. I sound like the old senior now when I'm talking to my freshman, but it does. It goes by in the blink of an eye, you know, especially, you know, the last 2 years with the whole COVID thing. But I couldn't be more excited to still be here.
Tell me what that's like. You come in as a freshman and you're looking up to these older players. Now you are the veteran player. What's it like when a freshman comes to you for advice?
Yeah, it's way different. You get a little nervous sometimes that you know, you got to make sure you're doing the right things all the time, and you want to make sure that you're putting them on the right path as well. But as you ease into it, it becomes a little easier, and you begin to see yourself as that senior that you looked up to. So it's been really cool so far.
Have you been playing basketball a long time? I always ask players that. Have you played since you were a little kid and all those little leagues and all that?
Yeah, always. Yeah, I have two older brothers that my earliest basketball memories are watching them and me on the sidelines dribbling the basketball, my mom telling me to hold the ball, all that kind of stuff.
So you were the youngest kid watching them, and you were saying, I'm going to be like that.
Yeah, exactly.
That is so cool. From what I understand, out of your two older brothers, you have one brother that played for Army.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He played at West Point. He was 2 years older than me. I got to play him 4 times, actually. I got the better of him. I was 3-1 in the meet. Meetings, but it was really cool.
He's not here to defend himself. Are you telling us the truth?
I am. Okay. I am. I do talk a lot about it. I talk about it more than him because I won.
So you did actually go head to head on the court.
Yeah, it was super cool. It wasn't very fun for my parents because, you know, we're super competitive and they don't like seeing either one of us lose. But we had a lot of family come to the games. It was a cool way, you know, to kind of culminate, you know, the way our basketball journeys have come together. So it was really cool.
Todd Newcomb is here. He said that your parents actually split the jerseys, sewed them together, and wore them.
Yeah, we had 2 different numbers, so they had the Army logo and the Bucknell logo, and then they had the 10 and the 3 on both sides, and then the Funk in the middle, and both the colors. It was really cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
That is very cool to play a sibling. Now, that sibling, your older brother, is graduated from Army, and now he is serving, correct?
Yeah, he's down in Fort Hood. He's began to start his second year of service now. He graduated 2 years ago. And, yeah, super proud of him, everything he's done. You know, like we said on Veterans Day, it's super cool to think about everything that he's done, what he'll continue to do.
Well, Andrew Funk, senior captain, Bucknell Bison. Coach Davis, you're coming home. What's it looking like?
No, we're excited. We're playing Penn, obviously, and they're a good team. They had a tough one last night at Florida State, like many people are going to have. But it's interesting. They had a year off, so they really hadn't played until yesterday for 600 days. So it'll be a little bit of a feeling out process as we get ready to play them, but we're looking forward to getting out in front of the fans again in Soika Pavilion and having that whole experience.
Yeah, Andrew just talked about it a little bit. What's it going to be like now at home, Coach, when you walk out there? You've done it hundreds of times. I mean, what's it going to be like to see the people there again, the fans?
No, it's going to be great. It's really, when you look back on it, it was really weird playing without fans. And you had the piped in noise, and it didn't quite go with how the game was going all the time. It was kind of a random sound. And now to get them back, it was nice to have people cheering at the right times, booing you at the right times and all that stuff. And we're looking forward to the same thing. Hopefully there'll be a lot of booing of the Penn Quakers on Sunday.
There you go. Andrew, do you agree that it's a much different ball game when you're out there on the court with fans?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, especially at a school like Bucknell, too, with the kind of support we get from the community, our students, our fans, that gives us a huge lift. So, you know, it's not really comparable the way, you know, that we played last year to what it'll be like Sunday and going forward.
Yeah, I mean, what's a Bucknell game without the Soika Psychos?
Nothing.
You know
what I mean? Nothing.
Without a wave of orange
exactly.
Throughout the court. Andrew, it was great meeting you. I salute your brother for serving in the Army right now.
Yep, thank you.
And Coach Davis, good luck on Sunday.
Thanks for having us.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Tom's top list, still to come, the five things we have Googled about Veterans Day.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, here's some good news. The North American Meat Institute said it will reach Paris Agreement emission targets by 2030. When I heard, my first thought was, there's a North American Meat Institute? Sounds less like a real organization, more like something you'd read on a shirt of a dude at CrossFit.
WQKX, Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
The top five facts about Veterans Day. These are the top five things we have been Googling about Veterans Day. Are active duty military considered veterans? Well, technically, no. Veterans are former members of the military, not people who are still serving. Anyone who was a full-time service member is a vet, unless they were dishonorably discharged. Number two, why is Veterans Day on the 11th? Well, it marks the armistice of November 11th, 1918, the formal agreement that ended World War I. What was Veterans Day originally called? Well, it was just that. It was called Armistice Day. President Eisenhower himself, a veteran, designated the change to Veterans Day in 1954. How many World War II veterans are still alive in the country? 240,000 of 18 million who served. And what is a Purple Heart given for? That is for someone wounded in active duty. Those are the top Googled Veterans Day question.
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Hi, I was just wondering if you guys drew for the Penn State tickets yet.
Nope, it is coming up right before the end of the show. So cross your fingers, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, bye. Winner in a ticket blitz coming up. Do you ever
feel WQKX.
We continue to celebrate Veterans Day all day long. All morning long here with Morgan in the Morning. Great posts on our Facebook page. You guys have just been remarkable. We just wanted to see pictures of your veteran, family, friend, whatever, and give us a little bit of the story. Amanda, you just touched my heart. Amanda Bruce says, my grandpa served in the Army in World War II. He was a Purple Heart veteran as well. He helped liberate a concentration camp, among many other amazing things while serving. And the picture, Amanda, wonderful. He looked so happy. Continue to share your stories with us all day long.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We'll take our parting shot like we usually do, but our parting shot today is something you'll want to be part of. It's the winner in our Register Chevrolet Ticket Blitz.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Our parting shot today is actually a winning shot, a game winner for our Penn State Ticket Blitz from Register Chevrolet giveaway. And our random number caller thing, computer software. Just pulled the name of Emily Delgado from Sunbury. Emily Delgado, you're on your way to Penn State, Michigan this Saturday from Register Chevrolet and 94KX. Congratulations.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.